if I recall, she was in distress, emotional distress. You did all you could to keep her calm down, and then you pulled that out. I remember you and the surgeon that were there. He had one heck of a time trying to get this object, because every time he was ready to grab it, it seemed to move away from him. Do you remember that?
Oh, I certainly do. And, you know, we have that on video. And here's the strange thing, George. You know, those the instruments that we use for surgery are surgical steel. And if something had a magnetic field around it, what would you think would happen? It would go towards the instrument, right?
That's right.
Well, what did this thing do?
It went the other way.
It went the other way. So, you know, how is that possible? another one of the mysteries. So, you know, we know that the object is highly magnetic, and I think you remember that when we got it out, and I just took an instrument and I put it into the container for safekeeping with the patient's blood serum in it, that the instrument I used became magnetized. So very strong magnetic field from the outset.
Now, the picture, Roger, of course, makes this implant look pretty large. It was not. It was very, very small. But tell us what you think it is, some of the analysis, because this has taken a long time.
Okay. If we look at photo number 6, it's kind of an interesting photo because it shows one of the ends of the object. And if folks look at the photos and they look at each end, you'll see one end is drastically different to the other. This is a metallic rod, and it's only about 6 millimeters in length. They may be 1 millimeter or 1.5 millimeters in thickness. But this photo, number 6, of the end of it shows some little things sticking up off the upper left-hand corner. And this, as well as what you see in shadow above, is the bits of this biological membrane that's actually embedded into the metal. And we found this with 4 other objects that we removed. So just starting at this point, we know we have similarities to the other objects. Now, this rod was looked at first with optical microscopy and varying degrees of magnification. We always start with the outside.
Sure.
And we looked at you know, the both ends, and we looked at the longitudinal section of the rod. And one of the photos will show that this rod, I think it's photo number 8. Photo number 8 will show that the rod has some lines, and these lines run longitudinal. They're very interesting lines because they run 76 degrees parallel to the long axis of the object. And when the scientists were looking at this, they said, oh, this is, you know, this is nothing. You know, this is just a piece of extruded metal. So I said, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess we don't have much interesting here. So that was the consensus at that moment. But,
and that's always possible, right?
Yeah,
it's always possible.
Sure.
Okay.
Looks like extruded metal, and they looked at the one end where it was beveled, and they said, okay, yeah, we even know what kind of an instrument cut this thing. However, when the rod was turned on the end, and unfortunately we don't have a photo that shows it, these lines continue over the end. So if it was extruded, they shouldn't be there. So right away, you know, we're a mystery, and this was about the end of a day. They spent most of the day in one laboratory looking at this thing, and then were absolutely baffled because they finally said, okay, you got us. We don't know what it is.
Could you bend this? And again, it's very small, but is it bendable, or did anybody try to, you know, get into it?
No, we couldn't bend it. We didn't do a Mohr's hardness test. You know, frankly, it took so long to get this done because I sent it out of the country and had some tests done, and I did other tests here. But it's always the same old problem, George, is the money. You know, if you just have the money, you can walk into a lab and say, do this, do that, order this, and get the results on a report. I mean, boy, we could just nail this. And which I hope we're going to have time to discuss my plan for this at the end here.
Absolutely.
But that just goes to show you. So we start on the outside, and we do, you know, optical microscopy, and then we did use the world's strongest non-penetrating microscope, which is called an atomic force microscope, or an AFM. And we looked at it, and there certainly wasn't enough room to put everything up on the website, but it showed what the object looks like with the AFM, and it's a relatively smooth piece of material. And as I said, you could see the holes where the biological material was anchored into it. Well, you know, we've advanced in science, metallurgical and biological sciences pretty far, but we still don't know how to do that. And then the next thing we want to do is sort of see what it's made out of. So we sent it in and had an SEM done, which is scanning electron microscopy, and I think I sent you guys a report. And it shows that the main constituent of this material is iron. Now, that makes sense. If it's highly magnetic, you would expect it to
contain should be
iron.
Sure.
Sure. So after we find that out and look at some of the lesser elements, then we go ahead and we do a test called X-ray diffraction. Now, a diffraction test looks at the crystalline nature of metals. And you have to have orderly crystallization in order to have a hard metal. And when we looked at it, when we had got the last report back, that's the kicker, because the metal has no crystalline structure. As you see in the report, it's what we call amorphous. And here's where the rub lies. How do you have iron that's highly magnetic and have an amorphous? And I know that we don't know how to do this. And let me tell you how I know. Because I was in a laboratory some time ago in Texas, in San Antonio, Texas, Southwest Labs. I don't mind saying the name now because our contact there has passed on.
Okay.
And it just shut the door for any of us that do any research, any scientific research, academic research in the UFO field. The lab is black. It's all black. It's all secret government projects. So you can just picture this. Here's a piece of my material showing the exact same things that this rod showed. Highly magnetic, loaded with iron, and yet it's amorphous. And you see all these black budget scientists all crowded into a room, you know, kind of shoving me out the door, all looking at things on various instruments. And I said, you know, what's the interest here? And so I was able to find out that there is a technology that we have developed to make amorphous metals. Now, I haven't got a clue as to what they do with them, and of course they weren't going to tell me.
Of course not.
But, you know, most probably you can assume it's for some kind of military purposes. But what they didn't know was how to make amorphous iron magnetic.